Matt Bevin is here taking a look at what's making news around the world. Matt, in Australia, we tend to call it the alliance. In the United Kingdom, they call it the special relationship.
With the United States, yes indeed. The special relationship is in a bit of trouble, as we've been discussing over the last couple of days, Hamish. But Brexit is the main thing on the agenda in the UK at the moment. You might remember earlier this year, we were counting down to the Brexit deadline, which probably time to start doing that again. 114 days away from the next deadline, which is the 31st of October. The Brexit debate in the UK was electrified at the end of last week in the European Parliament when a newly elected member gave her maiden speech. Anne Widdecombe was a Tory backbencher until under Prime Minister John Major in the 90s, but this year she's come out of retirement, joined Nigel Farage's Brexit Party and been elected to the European Parliament. This is part of her maiden speech.
There is a pattern consistent throughout history of oppressed people turning on the oppressors, slaves against their owners, the peasantry against the feudal barons, colonies, Mr. Verhofstadt, against their empires. And that is why Britain is leaving. And it doesn't matter which language you use, we are going and we are glad to be going. That's what you do here. That's why we're going.
Grazie, News conclude.
Are long, wir gehen, we're off.
The European election, which catapulted Anne Widdecombe into the national conversation, has really shaken up British politics. The Brexit Party that she's a member of ended up with the most votes and the most seats. Second was the Liberal Democrats, who were campaigning solely on a Remain in the EU platform. It was thought that their enormous vote would slide back to sort of baseline levels after the election, but polls show it hasn't. They're still outpolling Labour, which is quite frankly, astonishing. The reason that Labour's message on Brexit isn't getting through is it's a bit unclear. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has never fully committed to keeping the UK in the EU, and therefore people who support remaining in the EU have gone looking elsewhere. Overnight, Corbyn sent a tweet trying to clarify the situation, saying that if another referendum were held, which Labour is firmly in support of, Labour would campaign for Remain against either no deal or a Tory deal that does not protect the economy and jobs. So still not a full commitment to remaining at all costs, which is what the Lib Dems are promising. But there's a possibility that won't matter. The only way that a no-deal Brexit could be avoided is if the Parliament votes to block it. And it's theoretically possible that the Parliament may not sit again between now and the 31st of October. If the person who becomes the Prime Minister after the current Tory leadership vote shuts down the Parliament, which is being suggested by some, that would lead to an automatic no-deal Brexit on Halloween. The two leadership contenders, Boris Johnson and Jeremy Hunt, have been asked about this in a debate, a TV debate this morning.
And I think it would be a rather curious thing to do if this is about taking back control for Parliament to actually shut it down. So my answer to that is no. How about you, Boris?
Well, I'm not going to take anything off the table any more than I'm going to take no deal off the table. And I think it's absolutely bizarre at this stage in the negotiations for the UK yet again to be weakening its own position.
The debate inside the Tory party is really the same as it has been for what feels like the last 150 years. No deal, or a deal which will probably be vaguely similar to Theresa May's withdrawal deal with the EU. And in those circumstances, Boris Johnson says he's happy with a no deal.
Well, I certainly think that a badly handled, a no deal, a disruptive no deal Brexit could be costly. But the crucial thing, and I think everybody is agreed on this in the Conservative Party, the crucial thing is to prepare so we can get rid of this.
How,
is a great
how
country.
Costly? How costly?
Well, it's vanishingly inexpensive if you prepare.
If you prepare. 114 days to go. Boris Johnson is of the opinion that the most important thing is to convince the EU they're willing to leave with no deal, and that may allow them to strike a better deal with the EU.
Goodness.
Yep.
Anne Widdecombe, also known for her appearances in reality television.
Yes,
know?
Indeed.
Matt Bevin, thank you. We'll talk to you again next hour.
Thanks, Hamish.